gather around this table.
Welcome to episode 108 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. He's Mike.
And I'm Chris.
And we have special guest Brett from Revival Beers.
What up?
Brews.
I cannot see because my eyes don't work anymore because I'm old.
We are back at Revival Brews after several weeks from when the last episode was recorded. And we're going to taste a few more beers that are on tap at Revival. Some, I believe these are largely Colorado-based beers.
Can we go back to like the origin of like why Revival chooses the beers they have?
That's a good question, Mike. But first, let's taste this beer and then get to that question. So the first beer...
Thanks for putting me in my place, Chris.
We're going to taste...
How long have we been married?
Tonight is...
27 years.
Oh, shit.
What 27 years of marriage.
Barry Groove.
Barry Groove from...
New Terrain Brewing.
New Terrain Brewing out of...
Golden, Colorado.
Golden, Colorado. This is a red, pink, a little bit hazy, opaque-looking beer.
It is a little chunky on the color. You can
nice white head.
It is not effervescence through head, but the head doesn't hold.
Tiny bubble head.
Is your head holding? And the head is not.
I'm holding my head, but
are you holding?
I'm holding my head up still.
The head's not holding.
Barely.
Fair enough.
Oh, that smells. I really like the smell. It's definitely a fruity smell.
The nose is like
cranberry lambic
candy.
Oh, yeah.
A little sugar going on the bottom.
That smells so good. All right. This is a. What style beer is this, Brett?
This is a.
It's a.
Cream ale.
Cream ale.
Yes, a cream ale with fruit additions.
Sorry, that was pretty funny.
You know, when you drink it, so you smell it, and all you smell is fruit.
It's
when you
fruity.
Drink it, you definitely get that cream ale up front, and then the fruit kind of comes in after it.
Yeah.
No, that's really creamy.
And it is very tasty.
Not as fruity as I was expecting from the nose. So I like the. It's always fun to have a beer when you get something different on the nose than when you taste it.
Agreed. It has a smell of like a juicy fruit gum, but then when it comes out, it's like, oh, that's like a beer with a little bitter punch in the end.
That's nice. I like that.
I'm gonna drink this on the patio.
Yeah, yeah. You could drink tons of
this. Hot summer day.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
It's such an easy drinker for a fruit. Sometimes fruit beers, especially sours, well, like they're not easy drinkers, but this is an easy drinker with that cream ale in it.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, this is a cream ale. So is there lactose, lactate,
I don't think there's lactose in here, but it's a cream ale style. So like, what's the most famous cream ale like from a beer? Like I feel like a Genesee cream ale or something
like
that.
Yeah, Genesee. What's Guinness makes a.
Yeah.
Kind of a...
The blonde.
Nitro cream ale as well. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head.
But this one... This is like a multi-flavored berry explosion with a mellow sugar experience. It's not tart.
Raspberries and blueberries in it. 5.8%.
Which one are we drinking, though, by the way?
The Groove. Emperor's
seven.
New Groove.
The Berry Groove. The Emperor's New Groove.
It's very good.
Pause up.
Actually, I like that beer a lot.
All right, what was your question about Revival before I interrupted about tasting the beer?
Well, I don't know.
I believe it was something about like the decision around what beers to carry.
So, Brett, how do you choose what you want to put on tap? You have like how many taps do you have available?
So I have 14 taps.
So with those 14 taps, how do you isolate down to like these are the 14 most essential beers that will both benefit my location, the situation?
Mm-hmm.
This is the most beers I can have, and this is the best beers I can have. How do you make that qualification?
So a lot of places have a lot more like taps than us, and you know, you go to a place and there's 100 taps on the wall, and I often think like, wow, how long are these beers like sitting on this line?
You exactly. Know? There's like the no freshness.
Way all right, these people right. Are doing it, and so part of having a smaller, you know, tap list was we can turn things over and move through things quick. And the way we have it, I'll say loosely set up, is we have kind of each tap has kind of a designation of, you know, tap number one is generally a Pilsner or a light, easy drinking beer.
So you seriously, like, you have 14 taps available.
Yeah.
This will be that. This will be that. This will be that.
Yes.
So how many taps do you set aside for the crazy experimental? Of the 14, how many are like allowed to be?
Well, I kind of go through them offset. Like top one is generally a light, easy drinker, and then 2, 3, 4, and 5 are generally IPAs.
Okay.
And we'll.
Is it IPAs because hazies,
pale ales, exactly. IPAs because people want them?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. And we'll have maybe a hazy, a West Coast style. And then a double version of each.
Okay.
Generally.
Okay.
But again, we're not married to it. And then after that, you know, we'll have we have our nitro tap. So we'll have a nitro beer.
Is that always a stout, or do you have other stuff on nitro?
No, sometimes we'll do crazy stuff, you know, like
nitro's awesome, it's very smooth.
We had a key lime pie sour from Wildworks.
Oh, wow.
That was awesome. On nitro.
Right.
And easy drinking too. It was like 5%. And
so it doesn't matter. Like the beer, you can put any beer on a nitro. Is that true? Is that true?
It has to be like the keg has to be charged.
Okay.
Nitro. Otherwise it'll pour like off.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. And so the brewery will charge it with nitro, which, you know, normally they would just carbonate the beer and then they'll.
So it's made for a nitro tap for the beer that you get. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Otherwise it won't pour very well. And then we have a couple of seasonals, so we have like three to four taps that are kind of like our seasonal beers.
So that's where you put the pumpkin beers?
Yeah, we put pumpkin spice pumpkin, you know, spice whatever.
Pumpkin latte.
Yeah, marshmallow beers. Everything that goes there. And then we have 2 for sours.
Okay. And, 2 sours, okay.
And two ciders.
All right, so sours, like, can up and down. Oh, here's a fermented thing that you never experienced in your life.
Yeah.
What kind of sours do you guys prefer? Not that I biased it by saying garbage juice and effervescent, but...
Right.
Yeah. But, like, how do you decide on your sours?
Yeah.
That's very sensitive. That is very kind of like personally determined.
Right. Well, we talked a little bit about this off mic, but being able to kind of take your personal palate, your personal preferences out of it and think about what your customers want is important. And so what we generally go for is one strong sour, barrel aged, intense.
So when you say strong, complex, what constitutes strong?
I just think flavor profile. Like if I was describing something on a sour scale from like 1 to 10.
Like sewer socks to like fruity effervescent.
Or yeah. Well, I was thinking of more of like, I mean, that's pretty funny.
Sewer socks is very intense.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was more of like, hey, we got like our, I don't know, maybe like a slightly tart Belgian.
Yeah.
And then 10 is like Nightmare on Brett from Crooked State.
Yeah.
Which is just sewer like, socks. Yeah, pucker. Well, I would say more like vinegar.
Or yeah, like, yeah. You know, like it has like this, it like, tastes kind of like when you throw up when it comes out.
Yeah, you're kind of like, why am I putting this in my mouth? Yeah. But then, you know, as with sours, the weird thing is, you know, you have like 3 sips.
A couple sips and you're
four
into
sips,
it. Yeah.
And then you're kind of like, wow, I actually like start to, now I can taste this.
Yeah,
right.
All the things start popping out. But
that's very cool about sours because like normally like, I don't like it. But like,
right.
Wait.
Get it out of my mouth.
Get up. But we went to, what was the place we went to today?
Evergreen Brewing.
They had a blueberry sour that came off non-offensive. Mm-hmm. And compared with their PB peanut butter stout thing, you could make a peanut butter jelly combo. But it was a mellow, like, but some sours are like really intense and like makes you go.
Dude,
I don't know if you can hear that on the microphone, but super sour makes
you pound.
Yeah, pounds your fist. But some sours are like kind of mild and like you get the intensity, but you don't have to like pound your fist against a desk. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and to bring it back to this beer, like when I smell it, I almost feel like it's going to be a sour beer.
Right.
Like it's got that fruit.
Yeah. It smells like it could be a sour.
Yeah.
And then you drink it. And
you're like, oh, it's like easy, light.
It's mellow.
This is a red IPA from Finkel and Garf Brewing.
Hey, talk in the microphone there, Brett. Right here. No, not the TV, the microphone.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Check one, check two.
Check.
Guys, I haven't been behind a bar for...
Ever.
I've never worked behind a bar.
Pretty exciting, though.
The popcorn stand at the Druid movie theater. Mm. And I served up the... By the way, I never used the calculator. We did those calculations in our head about...
Which
one? Oh, you got this candy and this popcorn and this thing.
Yeah.
You just computer in my head.
In your brain.
And then...
You're like... It was $1.
We either lost money or we won money.
$3.
All I knew is
$2.
When you cross like letters with numbers, that's when I checked out.
Could not handle math after that point. Like another, I don't know. I'd say about 45 seconds to let that head settle.
There's a lot of head.
But this is
on your beer.
So what was this beer, Brett? This
just is take the a red picture I- of that the red beer.
IPA. Red IPA from Finkel and Garf Brewing Company out of where?
Does anybody have a cricket app? That's what you had. I don't really know.
Finkel, and Garf.
Reese. 6 minutes of preparation would make Boulder. Us a much better podcast.
Yeah, I didn't do any homework.
But we do no homework. That's like, we gotta be real with the reactionary. A lot of head on your beer there.
That's what the people want. You gotta give them what they want.
People want spontaneity.
All right, out of Finkel and Garf Brewing out there in Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder.
Yep. So this beer looks. It definitely has some red look to it.
Absolutely red.
Yeah, and it's
very much on the.
It's dark red.
I mean, it's almost like a brown ale.
A little hazy.
It's like a cloudy red.
Yeah, it's a little hazy.
What are you catching on the nose, guys?
I would catch a little malty. A little malty on that.
Do you get like sweet graham crackers and that type of stuff?
I would less on the, like, when you normally expect from an IPA, which is like the citrusy, danky things. It's more of a sweet, sugary, bready thing.
Yeah, there's a little like hint of hops too, though, there on the nose.
Do you get the hops?
I do get a little hops on there, like a little fruity, like a little like the fruity hops.
I don't get a ton on the nose. I do get the fruity,
but I'm thinking it's like more of a malt experience on this one. It's not bitter.
Oh, it's super well balanced.
Yeah,
it's definitely got a little of the
but it's the malty graham crackeriness. Yeah,
like it's got a little sugar.
It's malt forward.
It's like it's like a gateway IPA for like people who drink ambers, and I'm like, let me try something just a little bit more hoppy.
Completely agree with that.
But it's really easy drinking. It, for like a hophead, it's pretty mellow.
Yeah. No, it's not. For a hophead, it's not anything.
Tastes like an amber.
Yeah. For somebody who likes an amber ale, who wants that sweet finish.
So they say notes of papaya and mango. I actually get like, I get like, I feel like I get a little cinnamon or something like that on it.
No, I feel more graham crackery, s'moresy.
What did you say?
Graham crackery.
Graham crackery. You kids, stop that graham crackery.
You're always up to that graham crackery.
But I smell more graham crackery, sweetie, not less.
Sweetie.
God damn it.
Sweetie.
You know what I'm talking about.
Were you talking to Chris? Sweetie? I'm graham cracker, sweetie.
It's graham cracker, sweetie. I drip my thing, but this is like, it's less happy influence and more of the malty. This thing has a sweet finish like a s'mores.
That's nice. I like the finish on that. I got a little bit of the hops on that last sip.
But it has a little tightness to it, though, so it's not, like, overly... you're not... It's not cloying.
Oh, it's not cloying at all. No.
No.
Not that type of sweetness. Just, like, I got some...
It's got a bite.
Little hoppy IPA. I can feel it right now. Popping off a little bit.
Right?
A little bit of IPA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got a little bitter going to it, but still, it's more sweet than...
Has a little of that caramel. Like,
yes.
Multi-caramel.
Caramel, like long-term.
Yeah, where you're like, you know, the caramels you suck on your mouth.
But yeah, and it stretches.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I'm talking about. It's like stretchy sweet on that thing.
Yes.
That's very... Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, Brett, we got the hard-hitting questions coming now.
Oh, man.
Are you ready?
Was this the rapid-fire section?
No, I haven't gotten there yet. That's coming later.
All right.
Let's talk a little... Let's Brett, let's talk about COVID. So you have a restaurant.
Never heard of it.
Started before COVID.
Yeah, that's seriously.
That operated through COVID. Let's hear a little bit about how you guys survived through the COVID period.
Mm.
That is intense, right?
Yeah. It was lots of day drinking. I mean, it's funny, but like true. You know, it was like mental health and, you know, I'm homeschooling my kids and the business is closed. And, you know, I'm like, oh my God, I got to do another day of like trying to teach my like 6-year-old how to like read. And he's just being super combative and, you know, just wants to be at school with his friends and, you know, so I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm putting a little whiskey in my coffee this morning. And, you know, we're not going anywhere. And all we have to do is at recess, we're going to go jump on the trampoline outside and as recess and keep them happy. But the business was.
How long were you closed at like at the very beginning?
Like that's seriously like hard. Like you had a trajectory planned.
Yeah.
And then this fucking pandemic is like. Bam!
Especially to this kind of business. Like, this is the worst hit.
Right. Like, yeah, how did you handle that shit?
Fucked us over, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
It was brutal. And so we were shut down, I think, for about a month. And then we tried to open and we tried to do to-go food. And we were filling growlers and people were hanging out on the patio.
Was that mostly, like, regulars?
Yes.
That we're trying to help you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Because nobody at that time, nobody was traveling. You know, yeah.
Right. No one's going.
No one's going to airline for.
Everybody's
you know,
fucked up and it's crazy. Yeah.
And so we were lucky because I think being in a small town and having the community support really pulled us through. And, you know, people are just stepping out in every kind of way, buying whiskey bottles off the shelves and, coming in and filling up growlers so we could, you know, move through some of the kegs that we had on hand. And, you know, it came on so quick. So we had so much inventory and we're just sitting on all this inventory and you're like, gosh, what do we do? You know, we got, you know, I don't know. I got maybe, I got 14 taps. I have at least one backup for every beer. So I got 28 kegs of beer plus a few extras. So I'm probably sitting on 30, you know, 2 half barrels of beer. And all of a sudden we're shut down. We can't like sell
can't
any of
pop it.
It
out.
Yeah, it's like what do you do?
Beer does not like unlike liquor. beer in a keg does not
last.
Age
it doesn't well. last forever.
Does yeah. not age well.
It doesn't last forever. So people are coming in. They really helped us out. Tried to pull us through. We tried doing to-go food. It just ended up being so hard because, you know, we were trying to figure out, you know, employees and, you know, we wanted to lay off people so they could get unemployment. But then we also needed help. And if you bring people back in, are they able to get unemployment? And,
that's
fucking because you have the
weird. They have to manage.
Yes,
the government benefits.
Yeah, the government benefits. Yeah, so you want them to be able to get all that. You know, but people were coming in and tipping, and so they were doing pretty well. And you know, time just
seriously though. I don't know.
So you went.
I don't know if we're editing this out, but the fact that people who had money coming in,
yeah.
were willing to share that with people who didn't, who provided services that they wanted. Mm-hmm. They're willing to contribute mm-hmm. on that side when shit was fucked up. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was seriously fucked up, but nobody knew when that was going to end.
Yeah.
And they were willing to tip on that shit. And like, like, how do you claim that? How do you tax that? How do you do that?
No one, we're just trying to stay there at that point.
Yeah. Allowing your people the opportunity to accept that fucking contribution, like, it was a weird dynamic, yeah?
Yeah, because some people are making really good money and not working.
Yeah.
And they're just like,
showing up 10 minutes for a meeting.
Yeah, and the checks are coming in.
He's part of it. I'm pointing at Chris, not me. And everyone's part of it. Right. It's all part of the shit. But like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then they get to your local shit where like you're providing things and there's people there and you care about those people.
Yeah.
And then.
So you guys were hard closed for a month. Then you tried to do like takeout like type stuff.
This is fucking deep. This is the deepest episode we've ever had.
Like a partial. We did that for probably about 3 weeks. And. It was a mixed bag because on one hand, we were so freaking busy. Like, it was insane.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
With the carryout stuff.
Yes. And that sounds good, except that it's me and my business partner doing everything.
Yeah.
And we are just
getting, to you.
Oh, we're getting crushed.
One, two, no people.
Crushed. Because you had to let other people get benefits and like
yes.
Yeah, essentially let them go.
Yeah. To get that. And we had set up online ordering, which we thought was like a great idea. And like we'd never done any of this stuff. And then all of a sudden people are getting online and the tickets are just rolling. and we have no way to manage it. And then people are the system that we were on was quoting wrong times.
Wow.
And people were coming in and being like, where's our food? And we're like, oh my gosh, we haven't even like looked at your ticket yet.
We haven't seen.
So that's like a couple months through. And let's jump like 6 months after.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at?
So then eventually like we were able to kind of reopen.
Spaced out,
limited basis, mask, all that kind of stuff. We went through that. That was okay. It wasn't great, but people were still coming out and then they shut us down again. And
well, who's they?
Government.
And how did they shut you down?
You couldn't gather in public spaces.
So it was like but with the to-go order stuff, though. Yeah.
So we went back again to like having to close, and it was really tough. And we decided to not do the food because
wait, the food though would seem to be like your thing,
right? It does, but. You know, if anyone who's ever like owned a restaurant, you kind of know you don't.
Which we, the two of us, have not.
Right, but you don't really make any money on the food. You make money.
Really?
You make money on your alcohol. Yeah.
What?
And so the food keeps.
So if you're doing to go order things, you're not making up.
Not really. Yeah. Not really. It's not. It's
interesting. Really.
The margins are really slim. Yeah.
Really slim. Shit.
Yeah.
So your shit is like selling them. Two beers or two cocktails or whatever. And they weren't doing that because they were driving in here because they're all freaked out. They're going to die because COVID, whatever.
Yeah.
And then like a year and a half or so, you can open again and get like somewhat back to normal. Like I don't even remember the timeline for all this stuff anymore.
It is a bit of a blur, but like I think like that kind of winter, so almost about a year after... You know, that kind of March shutdown. They open things up again, limited. And then by summer, we have our, you know, we have a big patio here that's like awesome. And, you know, people are
spread out outdoors.
And then we're just killing it. And people are so excited to come out.
Yeah.
You know, they have all this extra money.
Especially after all the they haven't done anything for so much time.
And they want to be out and they want to like enjoy being around people and socializing. And so then we were like crazy busy, and that always presents another problem too, because you're like, wow, we were not expecting this, and now we need to hire
staff back up, right?
And then there's there's no one to hire,
right?
No one,
because they're like, I ain't doing that shit. I gotta do that shit,
yeah,
not this shit, because this shit's too circumstantial.
Absolutely, yeah. It was
that's
tough.
Fucking hard.
So then you worry about people's experiences suffering,
right?
Because they come in and they're like, oh, we want your food and it's really good, and we want your beer. And we're short on servers, and we're short in the kitchen, and things take long. And, you know, I know a lot of people have gone through that.
No patience.
No patience.
No patience.
Like, where's my food?
No accommodation for the fact there's a pandemic.
I'm hangry.
Yeah. And you don't even know what the fuck's happening, because we couldn't open, and now we're open full time, and now we're not open full time, and now we might be, and now we won't be, and now we might be.
So
and
now, we won't be. Whatever now we can't it is, fire, 2 years fire later.
Right, because all this shit's covered under, like, fair balance.
You guys managed to keep it alive, keep the business still going. Now, how are things going now? So this is, what are we... 2 years? 3 years after COVID?
I don't even know. I can't count. I'm not very good at math.
Yeah, so it was what, like March of
21?
2020 is when it started.
So it's 3 years almost.
Oh, yeah. Shit. It's three Holy years crap. From the fucking pandemic.
So 3 years, and how's the business going now?
So now we are doing great. It's we're having record numbers, and people are coming out in droves, and
awesome.
It's fantastic. And we don't have any limitations on seating. And
right. This is Platte Park Brewing Company's Nitro Irish Dry Stout.
Wait, a Nitro Irish Dry Stout?
Yes. Nitro Irish Dry Stout. So it should be like, this is like a Guinness style beer, right?
Dry?
Yeah, should be.
In and out there?
Let's find out.
Right.
Was this supposed to be the next beer?
We have,
I can't remember.
Well... Supposed to? I don't know. Is there really a supposed to? It just says what it is.
Now that I'm smelling it, I'm like, this. I'm not sure about this progression, but we'll go with
this. You're questioning the choice?
Yeah, I'm questioning my own choice.
A little roasty on the nose.
Smells really nice.
That's what she said. Oh my God, I can't handle this.
That's funny.
The punniness of this thing.
It's not like I feel like Guinness doesn't have the same nose, like not as strong a nose.
Not as strong as nose, not quite as juicy.
Like if you're comparing this beer to Guinness, like Guinness has a different mouthfeel that this beer does not have.
Oh, I love the nitro though.
The nitro,
I'm gonna say it's nitro beer. It's delicious.
What do you think? What do you mean by that on the mouthfeel?
Guinness to me, it feels like creamier,
sharper.
Yeah, a little bit like richer on the mouthfeel. Where this is nitro and a little cleaner and easy drinking. It's delicious.
I love a good night. Like the I'm not a
so can I say this guy is a little sluttier beer. Than Guinness.
It's like a slutty Guinness.
Easier. I mean...
I gotta walk away. I'm losing my shit.
Mic drop.
It's, so I definitely get, like, the chocolate notes. Like, a little bit of grade school chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where you have to fold the thing and it doesn't work and it rips and you're like, oh, you have to squeeze it out the side.
And there's little paper chunks in there that somehow sneak into your...
Yeah,
and this beer has that, like the little paper chunks.
Little paper
when you see that, when you're like, you know, and there's like, why did you not wipe better? Because there's like little toilet paper thingies.
It comes with the wipe. It auto wipes.
Is that like a
I don't know what I'm saying.
Are you talking about like Klingons?
Yeah, exactly. Klingons.
So you guys know the difference between the Starship Enterprise and toilet paper.
No.
Well, they both circle Uranus looking for Klingons.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Hey, that's straight from Picard.
That I gotta say though, Picard is a genius. This is very mellow though.
This is good. This is easy drinking.
What are we drinking right here?
Platte Park Brewing Company's Nitro Irish Dry Stout, dark brown stout with dry roasted character from roasted.
Was I talking shit about this? It's very mellow.
They're out of Denver.
It's mellow,
like South Denver, DU area, South Pearl.
I gotta say, it's non-offensive. It's very mellow.
So, creamy. I got a question for you, Brett. This isn't as much about Revival, but this is more about Denver beer scene. Okay. If you could pick one brewery in the Denver, let's say tight Denver metro area, so like within the Denver kind of city, let's even just say Denver, city of Denver area,
uh-huh.
What brewery would you say you guys should go to tomorrow?
Well,
excellent question.
Well, I don't know. It's not that great, but
no, not.
It's a loaded question because whatever I say here, I got to make sure that the brewery can handle the onslaught.
Right, right. Because of the CNBC
following. So I'm like, I don't want to like.
We're going to be like, five people will show up at that bar.
I know. And
five or six people over the course of 3 years.
Right. Tops, so. If they can get the airline.
This is a lot of like responsibility.
It's very intense.
And I might have to sleep on this. But can I name a couple maybe?
Like, yeah, yes. You can give us a couple.
All right. So breweries I really like, you know, Four Noses in Broomfield. Okay.
Four Noses is definitely being fantastic. Thing.
They make great beer. Like, top to bottom, any kind of style. I feel like everything they're putting out is awesome. And Denver Central, Cerebral Brewing, yeah. It's fantastic.
We went there together once.
Yeah, we did, yeah. And, yeah, they're doing awesome stuff.
We've had some of their stuff on the show.
Have you?
Yeah.
Cool.
So I have one of the places that's at the top of my mind that I've never been to, but I really like their beer is True.
Oh, True, yeah. You've never been there?
I've never been there.
Oh, True is awesome.
It's like a heavy metal brewery, right? Like there's an experience of going there that I'm not sure I'm ready for.
There is an experience going there. You go there for the beer, for sure. I always appreciated it because there's definitely this feeling of like, we don't give a fuck what you think.
You don't like our beer's good.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You don't like the music?
The music's too loud. I'm sorry.
It's super loud. It's a little uncomfortable. There's people screaming. There's pictures on the wall of like.
The people screaming because they're being hurt or people screaming because it's too loud?
No, it's just death metal. They're like screaming death metal. And then there's like, you know, pictures of disemboweled babies and stuff on the wall. And,
got it.
You know, and. Maybe not that extreme, but
it's about 30 years earlier than my time.
But their beers are great.
Yeah.
And I actually do like going there because it is an immersive experience. And they have this giant long table in the middle of the brew hall. And, you know, it probably seats, you know, 30 people or something. It's just like massive long table and right down the middle. And it's like half of a tree, you know, just like a huge
tree.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
so
like
we took a sequoia, a
giant
we
tree,
cut, down, made
cut
a
it
table.
In half and made it into a table. It's really right cool. On. And yeah, it's a cool place. They make good beer, so I would definitely say that would be a good spot.
All right, Chris, let's do it tomorrow. Everything.
All right, we need to pull one more beer off the tap tonight.
One more beer, then we can.
What
make
should it be, Brett?
Episode. All right. Brett, you got to pull, like, we're making this a 3-beer episode.
Four
what
beer.
Are we drinking?
This is the fourth.
All right,
fourth.
Let's finish with maybe a sour. We have another
sour.
Oh, yeah!
All right.
Let's get crazy.
All right, guys. For our final beer of this episode, we are trying a sour from Woods Boss Brewing Company out of Denver, Colorado. This is their Fruity Flash Pineapple, Blackberry, and Mango Sour. So,
yeah, baby.
Let's see what we got here.
What's happening?
Oh, it's got a little bit of that garbage smell. A little sour on the nose. A
little stinky socks.
A little stinky socks. A little fruitiness, though, underneath.
It's kind of a little bit of red on it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Little yellowish red color goldish, to it.
Golden red, like.
Like slightly opaque, I think.
Yeah, it's, yeah, a couple drops of blood. Couple drops of blood in your there. Urine.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah. You know, there's some blood in your urine right here.
Like, you probably should go to a doctor. Right. But, like, you don't, not necessarily this, right now.
Wait a day. Like, yeah. See if it clears up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would not be good. I cannot see through.
I mean, if I look at it that way, it actually looks a lot more golden.
No, but like, seriously, look at it this way. But you cannot see through it.
No.
It is opaque.
Mmm.
Ooh, I spilled a little.
For the homies.
But it smells as if I...
That's good.
I tilted this for the homies.
Ooh, yeah, that's...
That's a little cranberry.
It's like really refreshing.
Woo! Like super crisp. The sour goes right in, and then you get the fruit.
Yeah. What are we drinking?
I think with the kettle sour, it's they're not going to be quite as like generally as tart.
Not as vomitous.
Not yes, that's vomitous.
This is mellow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about mellow. No, it's still a sour.
No.
But it's not. I mean, it's more than like
from our palate, a light Belgian sour. Current state. This is mellow.
This is tart. Yeah.
It's tart. Yeah. That's the way to put it. It's like a Sour Patch Kid.
So wake you tart. Up.
But without the sweet. It's not as sweet. Mm-mm. Not super sweet.
But this is not garbage water.
No.
It has a little lactate.
The garbage was on the nose, but then that drinking it, it's nice.
I kind of like this. What are we drinking here?
Woods Boss something sour.
Kettle sour.
Kettle sour.
This is,
and I think it was
pretty damn good.
Maybe
actually.
like a Belgian blonde that they soured.
Let's see, what do they say?
I gotta honestly say,
creamier than expected.
Exactly. Is that what it says? Is that how it describes it? Because this is way creamier than expected. It's like a mellow
fruity flash. Our kettle sour is brewed with pineapple, blackberry, mango to add to that effervescent, bright, and a deliciously tartness. Wait, that didn't seem like good English.
But where's the lactose?
That's not.
It's got a little creamy finish, though.
Very well English.
Effervescent, brightens, delicious, tartiness, they say.
Mm.
Yeah, that's nice. And it's only 5% ABVs. Alcohols by volume.
It is sharp and has a creamy finish.
It's good. I like this a lot.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say is I definitely enjoy it.
And all right, guys.
Not garbage water.
It reminds me of Duff Sour.
We had four beers tonight. The first one was...
Seriously, you can remember the first one?
It was that cream ale. Berry Groove from New Terrapin Brewing Company's cream ale. Second one was Red IPA from Finkel and Garf Brewing. The third one was...
Nitro Dry Irish Stout.
Yep. And the fourth one was...
From Platte River.
So, Brett, we'll start with you this time.
Brett's going to pick the best one at that.
Which was your favorite of those four?
He remembered all four of them, so he wins.
I usually say my favorite drink is my next one. No matter what. In this case... My favorite beer is kind of the one in my hand.
The current one?
Yeah, the last one was very, very, very...
It's really, really nice.
Has
really
a lot
refreshing.
Of personality at the group, Brett.
It could have something to do with, like, just drinking a bunch of different things tonight.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, clean, it's tart, it's refreshing, it's bright. I feel like I could have
It's got the sharp sours and the creamy finish of lactose. It's very good. I agree. I think this beer is very, very well balanced.
Good job, Woods Boss.
All right. I'm going to go next. I'm going to go with Brett, actually, and say this one is my favorite as well, the sour here, the Woods Boss sour. I think especially bouncing back from that nitro, which I really like, that dry Irish nitro stout, which was really like on point for that style of beer, and then like kind of bounce into something very different, but also different from what we've had this week and last, you know, 3 weeks ago when we were here at Revival. Yeah, it's nice to get a good
easy
drinking sour.
Chris, I'm going to disagree and say the red IPA, the thing we had earlier, was the
that
best
was good
of the night.
Too. That's your
that was the best one of the night.
Okay.
You can just throw that out there and be like, bam! Cool. I'm sorry, fuck you guys with the recent bias. I still remember that one. It was a good flavor, good balance, and I love that beer.
All right. Shall we call it a episode?
I think we should call it an episode, Chris.
You want to read your lines or do I need to read your lines?
You have to read my lines because my reading glasses aren't working well. Seriously, you have to read that one.
Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 108.
108!
You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com. You can email us, cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, Facebook on there.
Instagram.
Like, I feel really old.
TikTok.
TikTok.
Yada, yada, yada.
We do have a YouTube video that we recorded for the previous episode.
You should check that shit out.
Where we
tasted
Pliny the Elder. And,
which is
of
not
course,
easy
we're on
to
Twitter.
Find.
At CNBC Podcast, at Elon Musk's Twitter.
we paid for the extra blue check.
We need a quote from you, Mike.
Quote for beer is, holy fuck, if you know somebody who has a brew pub, you should hang out and drink their distilled Aspen vodka. God damn it. Their Aspen rye.
Wise man once say, you know friend with brewery, hang out. Drink Aspen rye.
You must know some.
Brett knows better
beer
than
me. Say some beer quotes. You must know some beer quotes that we haven't used before.
Seriously, you've been around this business. What is a good beer quote, Brett?
Well, one of my favorite ones is from my dad, and you know, he would always say when we're hanging out, you know, pouring beers or you know, sharing a bottle or whatever, he would say, "He who pours." Gets the mores.
Yes. Cheers. Drink good beer.
Cheers. Drink good beer. That is the best fucking quote ever. Good night. But I'll find comfort and company. Lord, forgive us, my boys and me. We're having an all-night revival. Some call the women and some will steal the Bible. For the sake. Alright, so sours, like, can up and down. Baptize me in a bottle of bean for Johnny on the vinyl. How do I pause the recording, Chris, until you do?
See
shit.
Don't worry.
Alright, I'll just edit it. Beep. Talk to him on the rising suns. His sun rose and
mine did too. I was coming. We're gonna take this podcast to a totally different level because Chris went away to the bathroom and now it's just
I'm right here,
you.
Man.
No, Chris is gone.
Well, we took the microphone into
but we're
the bathroom.
Going in. We're having an all-night revival. Some call the women and some will steal the Bibles. For the sake of my survival. Baptized.
size me and a bottle of Beam with Johnny on a vinyl.
I am much, all I can say is I'm much more sober than you are. That much I know.